everyone. Welcome to the Penny Mortos.
Welcome.
Good evening.
I'm Paul.
I'm Christopher Brown.
I'm Oriel.
You alright?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Exciting.
This is very exciting.
So we're in the London studios for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, this is a big one.
Oh, it's a big
one. Waiting for this one. A few people have mentioned this one on the Facebook, and we haven't even planned ahead as to how many episodes this is going to go over, because there's just so much glue to get through.
We don't know where it's going to go. But for those quick-witted individuals out there who's been following the Facebook, you've probably picked up on the very cryptic clues that this week we are covering the Yorkshire Ripper.
Peter Sutcliffe.
Ah, Pete.
Peter.
Ah, Peter. Yep. Peter, Yorkshire brown and bread.
Oh, that nose.
Oh, that. Get your cup of tea over here, lass.
Get us some braised steak.
I'm not getting involved
with that. You pig, you drunken bastard.
I don't want to go that bit. You get the gist.
That's Yorkshire.
Well groomed, Peter.
Yes, very well
groomed. Liked a tight afro.
Tight afro and a well-formed beard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was very well groomed.
Maintained his beard throughout.
He has maintained his beard to this day.
He's gone a bit shoddy now.
I think if you're going to go with a beard, you've just got to go with a natural growth. Rather than, going all designer. Because
he's not gone down the designer.
He's an inch shorter, like, just having the lines, isn't he?
Yeah.
But I think he's probably been in and out of fashion 4 times since he grew it.
Definitely. He'd be on trend now, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's doing all right. He cuts quite a dash in some of his photographs on the internet.
Some of his earlier photos.
Yeah, he's quite fitty, isn't he?
Do you think?
Oh, yeah. Not now he's, coffin dodger material. He were all right back in the day.
Oh, I'd have done him.
Oh, that bloody Yorkshire Ripper.
He could have had me over the back of his escort any night.
Get me in that minivan, you dirty bastard.
he looked after himself as well, didn't he? He did a bit of bodybuilding.
Yeah.
To keep fit.
He did.
Sports cars.
Did he have a
sports car, yeah.
I don't think that counts as keeping fit, though.
Oh, is he in really good shape? I've heard he's got a sports car.
Well, you could say he kept his bodywork in good shape.
Well, drives around in his tennis whites. Never had a racket in his life.
Nobody kept his cars in good nick. That's what I'm talking
about. To be fair, well, that is my kind of fitness regime.
Driving.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I go out for a drive 3 times a week, hour at a time.
Did 25 miles last night.
Well, I'm buff. I'm fit as fuck.
My knees are shot at.
Well, you want to see me stiff and troll?
Such a smooth ride.
Keen on his DIY?
Was he a DIYer? Yeah?
I don't know. He just seemed to have a lot of tools knocking about.
I watched a documentary where he was doing painting.
On an easel or...?
No, on a wall.
Right, okay.
Doing a bit of decorating in his house.
Handy-andy.
Bit of cutting in.
With his nice wife and... Well, I say nice wife. Nice and very oblivious wife.
Yeah.
Nuts wife. So we've got Peter Sutcliffe, our English rose. Born 2nd of June 1946 in Yorkshire, surprisingly. Bingley,
yeah.
Bingley.
He was the eldest of 6.
Yeah, he was born into a working class Catholic family.
Hey! They're always Catholic families, aren't they?
Catholic.
There's a lot to be said for God fearing turning you into mass murderer.
Yeah. I don't think it was God fearing though that sent Peter the way that he did.
No, I'm inclined to agree.
I think it was just misplaced love.
Yes. I'm inclined to agree.
Do you know what? Going through the story, I just think Peter is just...
I think he's a tortured soul.
He's a tortured soul.
Do you not think he's a mentalist?
Oh, yeah, he's a fucking mentalist as well.
Says a lot, really, Paul, from what he did. Oh, no.
He's been a bit unlucky in the female influences, should we say, on his life, and I think that definitely fuels his hatred
I think it's...
His desire.
Hatred of the double bums.
Pardon?
The double bums. They're a nightmare.
Can't stick them.
Them bloody double bums.
Well, they just lead you a merry dance.
So, yeah, he was the son of Kathleen and John Sutcliffe. And from what I've read, John Sutcliffe was... He had the iron fist in the family.
Yeah, I think...
He invoked terror in his children.
I think we can definitely say that John, Peter's dad, definitely... well...
Old school.
Yeah, he was old school.
He was a proper old school.
And possibly the reason that he turned out the way...
By old school, what we're saying is, like, beat your kids up, beat your wife up, and straight, go down to the pub.
He's straight out of Kez.
Yeah, he is. He's a typical Kezite.
Hands like shovels.
Ruddy face.
You won't want one across cheek.
You know what? Well, I mean, I don't know a lot about Yorkshire coming from London, you see.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and I think,
I don't think you'd think twice about getting belt off.
Oh, God, no.
And giving you a good lashing.
It's probably commonplace in the Sutcliffe household.
Crush your bum cheeks. Yeah. At least he's not put his finger up the bum, though.
Well, we don't know.
That's one thing that isn't, I don't think, going to appear during this episode.
No finger bum.
I don't think actual physical incest took place, but I think I've got a feeling that Peter fancied his mum.
Yeah, he was dead close to his mum, weren't he?
I think that's because of the way that his dad was.
Yeah, I think because his dad were a bit of an arsehole, he thought, right, fuck this, I'm just going to favour everything my mum says.
Yeah, apparently he was...
Which is fair enough, really, if your dad's a bit of a dick.
Yeah,
you
apparently
would do,
he was
you?
On... He used to, as a child, hold his mother's skirt as they wandered round.
Literally and metaphorically grew up around that skirt.
Yes.
Probably wanting to pull it down and bum her.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? if your mum's fit, you know. I'd get on and have a go.
No. Your mum's fit.
Is she fit?
Yeah, she's
great. Is she alright? Is she a bit of a goer?
I would.
I've had to endure this for many years. My so-called friends trying to get on my mum.
Jesus wept. It's alright, if she's a looker, she's a looker.
But she's very satisfied because she's got Chopper.
She got Chopper. Paul's dad's nickname was Chopper.
Has he got a big willy?
Yeah.
I know.
Just a bad tackler. And he drove an helicopter.
Yeah. So we get, John Sutcliffe's definitely an arsehole. Even one of his daughters had daydreams of killing him. He was that much of a tyrant.
And he used to, I think he treated John like, he was claiming to have treated him as with irritable contempt.
Because I think...
Just kids were just there.
Yeah.
You know, this is... You find with a lot of the serial killers, they've never... Oh, well, everyone that we've covered has never really had that father-son relationship, have they?
No.
No, not really good. Fred had a father-son relationship, but not necessarily a good one.
Not in a healthy way.
That was more in a... Go and commit rape. So
Let me bum you.
Just don't get caught.
Yeah.
And I think as well, because Peter were his first child, or the first child in the family, I think...
You made more
John put a lot more he wanted it. There are a lot of expectation on his shoulders, and when he grew up to be a bit of a meek, He wasn't very outgoing. He was a bit he used to stir into space and disinterested in life.
The daddy was a bit of a sports mad lad.
Yeah, he liked football, cricket, rugby. He was a proper lad's lad.
He loved his banter.
He used to go, bit of bent.
Top bants with John Sutcliffe.
Go out pub after work. He was open about shagging about. Give kids a good hiding. Probably give Mrs. a good hiding. Used to call Peter a sissy regularly.
Yeah, so we get the idea that Peter is quite withdrawn from even school life. He got bullied, and even some of his teachers couldn't recall his face when they found out about the murder. So he was really he wasn't one of the well-known kids. He was a bit of a loner.
Under the radar.
He didn't do well at school either, did he?
No, he left school at 15, I think, without any qualifications.
But it's I've got a quote.
Oh, yes.
I've got a quote that I've...
We'll have a quote here at the Penny Mortos.
That I've come across, and it's from Peter's younger brother, Carl.
Oh, okay.
And, I'll just read it, and then, you can talk about it. But it was... Right, so this is the quote. So growing up with Peter, he was a really nice guy. Because he was so much older than me, he was more like a father figure, as my dad was never around. He was either working or out at the pub doing sports events. And Pete used to teach me things that a father really should. So he was a really great big brother.
Oh, well.
So, you know, it's like, I think Peter...
It's a bit weird that in the context that it's said. I mean, it's not an awards ceremony, is it?
No, but I think, you know, like, it sounds like Pete's took the brunt of all the shit, doesn't it? Yeah. Being the eldest. But then, rather than put that on his younger brothers and stuff, he's tried to, like, look after him a bit, shield him.
See, I think he hated his dad, but at the same time, he wanted to be him.
Yeah, because he was like a scrawny little lad, and yet his dad's like a big, burly...
Big,
burly bloke that goes to the pub, comes home, shags his wife, twats his kids. Proper lad.
And twats his wife and shags his kids.
Probably.
there was no incest in this one. No incest.
Incestuous thoughts, maybe, on Peter's part, but no action.
The goddamn name of the penny motto, so we're even touching this subject. If there is no incest, there's no interest.
Well,
I think, is this the first murderer that we've looked at that hasn't involved incest? What about John?
Yeah, Johnny. John George. Johnny weren't in incest, lad, were
he? Right, I'm getting sick and tired of this.
That's two now, double.
Oh.
Right, we need some incest back in this penny mortar.
We could make up a bit of incest and then pretend it happened.
He shagged his sister, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Regular basis.
No, thingy, John. No, that was Dennis Nielsen. I heard that Peter Sutcliffe...
Banging his sisters all over the shop.
And sucked
his dad off.
Yeah, when his dad was sleeping, he was tired from all sports, so he crept up under the duvet.
Nosh.
And sucked him off, and then his dad thought it was Kathleen, nothing was said about it. So now we can assume that Peter might have been a puff as well.
Yeah, and he put his finger up someone's bum.
Did he?
Yeah.
His brother's.
Brother's
bum. Oh, he's gone down in my estimation.
He's gone up in mine.
Yeah, so we can assume that with his semi-incestuous feelings towards his mother, he was undoubtedly a psychological mess. That's what I draw from that.
That generally, like, you've got with serial killers, you like have a messed up childhood. You generally have like a bash to the head, don't you? I think that's quite common.
We've not had a bash to the head either.
Well, he might have been kicking the shit out of it.
Yeah, true.
If he were a cricketer, he could have had a few cricket bats knocking around the house.
Or tombstoned him.
Tombstone, WWE. DDT, boom, down you go. It's not even been invented. Some of that, you little rank.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the ring. John, the power, the pulverizer, Sutcliffe.
Versus his 4-year-old son.
Did he have I can't imagine, like, even imagining Peter Sutcliffe as a 4-year-old, I still imagine him having that little bit.
Yeah, bit of a tie.
Tied ahead.
He will have done. He probably did. Let's just pretend he did. We've pretended other things tonight, so that's one thing.
Can Peter be called Peter the Pamphleter Sutcliffe?
So he's left school at 15, and he's
not any qualification.
Yeah, he's no real focus to his future. He's a bit of a, nearly said nonce then. Dunce.
Was he bad at school or was he just a bit like...
No, he just led a little... I think he had like his own insular world and he didn't really let anyone come in.
Yeah, not for daydreaming.
Yeah, like he daydreamed, he really...
They were trying to teach classes and he was just sat there at the back group like stroking his beard.
Yeah, you know what he was daydreaming about, don't you? Oh, I love ladies.
Yeah.
I think he's just a lady lover.
I think, yeah. I love my mum.
I love ladies.
Later turns into hatred.
My mum is so fit.
He just loved him so much he stabbed him.
Yeah, so he leaves school, he's got no real focus to a future, hence why he starts a job in a mortuary.
Yeah, well, before that he has a couple of other shitty jobs. For a couple of years, I think he works as a labourer. And he works in a factory.
There's nothing wrong with being a labourer. I was a labourer for a few years. There's nothing wrong with carrying bricks. Well, fuck you.
It's like a stepping stone job, isn't it? You know,
I don't know. Ask Dave the labourer, who's 64.
Yeah, he worked on the production line at Baird TV. And then
he worked in a mortuary for a while. And when he worked in the mortuary, he used to toy with the corpses. He used to, when people had gone home at the end of the day, he used to put them in to strange positions.
Yeah.
And he used to use them as ventriloquist dummies as well.
Nice and normal. I wonder if he ever shot
them. Hello!
Oh, okay. Gear.
He's still with a dead body while drinking a glass of water.
I wonder if he tried putting his hand up the bum and all the way to the mouth.
I don't want to know.
Up to pit.
Up the alimentary canal. Oh, a bit of biology for you there.
But yeah, do you think he shagged them?
Well, apparently he used to talk about necrophilia.
Oh. Well, why would you not? I mean, if I had a job working in a mortuary and I was all alone, it'd be tempting, wouldn't you? It's just like a step up from a work wank. Come on, we've all had a work wank, haven't we? Or am I standing alone here?
Well,
you've got a slow day. You know, it's a slow day.
We're all friends here.
It's no a slow around. Day, no one's around. What are you going to do? You slip off to the bog, crack one off. Passes 10 minutes.
I've got a well-informed source that told me that every time he goes to, every few times he goes to the loo, the men's, where you go for a poo if you're a bloke, you don't do it
in
your
the trap.
That's it. He always hears like a funny wanky noise. Yeah, and like he said, and he thinks it's the same person because they've got the same shoes on.
Tip, listeners, if you're going to have a work wank, lift your feet up.
They've got the same shoes on with white splatters on them.
Hey, if I were you, I'd just wear some Asda 10 stripe white ones. You'd never notice. So he's had a string of failed jobs. Well, no, they weren't. I don't know if they were failed. They might be.
Well, he got sacked from the mortuary.
Well, I think it's quite successful, though. Depends what your view is, doesn't it?
I think he enjoys that job. I think he enjoys
it. It depends what you've failed because you've got sacked. But have you've succeeded because you've played ventriloquist dummies with people. So you've kind of won.
Apparently he was known for turning up in the pub with jewellery and stuff. You know,
jewellery, jewellery,
jewellery,
jewellery.
Jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle. Yeah, so, you know, where's this jewellery coming from?
Must be from the mortuary.
Yeah.
From the dead people.
Exactly. So he's nicking off bodies. So there's not much of a conscience there, is there, at this point? You know, stealing brooches.
No, so like, it's kind of seen early on that when he leaves school and he's nicking jewellery.
No,
he's a code-hearted.
Do you have sex with a dead body, Chris?
No. Come on.
Really?
Really?
Why
is that even a question?
What,
why would you have sex with a dead body?
What if you weren't married and you were desperate and you couldn't get a shag even in Bambugi?
Why would you not have sex with a dead body? It's not going to complain.
Half of them are
dead.
Three breaths from being a dead body in Bambugi.
You could go down Ritzy on a Wednesday. Over 25, pensioner.
No, I wouldn't have sex with a dead body.
Town Hall, midweek. Why not? Luncheon club. Because I actually went in there once. I'm not joking. I went into the cafe in the Town Hall thinking, oh, I just fancy pie and chips. Someone told me it were like school dinners, and I loved school dinners. Went in, and I'm not joking, I were nearly sick. The smell of urine filled the air.
Old people and piss.
Like, they were basically
carbolic
just...
Carbolic soap.
You mean old people and piss?
Old
people and... That is the smell.
They are piss.
Yeah, and, like, they were just Zimmer frames and then shitty bloody...
Dribblers.
Yeah, what they call them? Bags full of piss.
Just bag fulls of piss. Just take your coat off and then hang up your colostomy.
Oh, you would tell them they went to school with somebody with a colostomy bag and it popped in class.
Oh, I've got a classic. I've got a classic.
What, did someone put someone in a bur rug?
Can you imagine? Come here, Johnny.
Oh, no, shit. I must have told you about when I were in that pub and that really old bloke was sat in a chair. He had like one of them piss bags and it was full to the brim. And like, they were like. They were
drinking
like,
six.
It's on critical. It's on critical.
No, it gets worse. There were like young couples having a meal and like, he were asleep in this chair and he got up like suddenly. The pub were packed full of people watching rugby. So like, they were like burly blokes, like, rugby. Like, so he gets up out this chair, this old man. Like, he's shuffling across what they called, like, the tap room, and the hugest shit rolled out the bottom of his pants. And flopped onto the floor. I'm not joking. It were like that big. Like, I don't
foot
know.
Long,
yeah,
like
it were. It were huge. It were huge. It was. It was sloppy and it stunk. And like there were loads of like burly, like hard looking people. Oh, dirty back! Get that window open. It was the funniest
he's
thing.
What did he do?
They got the lad from the kitchen.
Very hygienic.
They told the lad from the kitchen a dog had done it.
Fucking big dog.
I know.
And just at that moment, I ordered a beef bourguignon.
But yeah, no.
What did he do though?
What, the old bloke? Yeah. He got barred.
Oh, big you can't bar an old man for shitting on the floor.
No, because the week previously, apparently, he walked through the pub with his wee bag leaking all through the carpet.
Oh. Oh, dear.
So you're a bit of an uncouth character,
I think
he's
so.
Just a bit.
Yeah. He had a yellow sports car as well and nearly crashed it on the way home. Sorry.
Do you know, though, like, when you go to, like, a urinal, like you go in and you stand at the trough, there's people either side of you, and you start weeing and you sort of like.
Has anyone done a shit in a urinal?
You gaze over to the side and you gaze over to the side, you know, you're like, you check out the competition.
Yeah.
I glanced over once and there was someone there with like a plastic pipe letting the piss out. I felt very strange.
Did he not have a knob?
No, he didn't have a knob, he just had a bag, like a pipe.
He had no knob?
No, well, I'm assuming he had a knob that was broken, and he was just letting out the bag.
Well, right, I thought he meant he just didn't have a knob and he had a little pipe.
No. Why would you go to the toilet and show it off? Nip out outside and pretend you're having a fight.
Like, like Great Escape when they're shaking, and they're shaking sideways at the bottom of the
bag. I felt more uncomfortable looking at a plastic turner than I did looking at another man's penis.
I'd dress him up with me. I'd get like a curly straw or something.
You could make a plasticine widget to go around it.
Cocktail.
Or one of those cock straws which she had ending. Yeah.
Look at my tiny penis.
Anyway, Peter Sutcliffe.
Who is he? I have no idea who he is.
I think he might have had a plastic cock as well. Let's just pretend he has.
Like a Hindu straw cock.
Yeah, Hindu widge.
Oh dear.
That escalated quickly. Yeah, so he's finished school with very little prospect of getting like having a solid career. We've got like this 15, probably it'll be like 17, won't he, at this point, after all these failed careers of,
yeah.
So he embarks on like this bodybuilding thing because he wants to be more like his dad. He wants to be in Big Lads Bingley Gym.
It's funny though, isn't
spot
it?
Spot lad, spot me.
You know why? It is. It's a bit weird that someone who goes on to be a prolific serial killer has a job in a mortuary and a job as a gravedigger. There must be something going on, subconscious or not, that says, death and all that business.
It would soften the kind of weariness towards, like, you know.
Well, it's like anything. The more experience you have, the more exposed you are, then the less it upsets you.
Becomes the norm.
Yeah, so we've got this picture now of this lad that's been, like, he's training to be a bodybuilder. I'm getting big this year, lads. I'm getting big.
Going for it this year.
I'm getting big.
Oh, look at you!
1970, 74, my year.
I bet he goes on sunbeds.
No more want piss, I'm going to gym.
Look at you. Look at me looking at you. Have you been in gym? Oh, look at you in gym. And you're strong.
Oh, you're a big strong boy. You're a bit of a big kit. You are quiet, aren't you? Oh, baggy t-shirts on.
Look at you, Peter. Haven't you got big?
Oh, Peter, I like your tan.
Have you been working out, Peter?
Fuck your mum yet, Peter.
We know you want to. Yeah, so, and also, to add to this persona of him being a big billy beefcake knobhead, he gets a really fast car and drives it around little narrow roads at 80 miles per hour. Is there any need for that?
Road safety. See, so he must be. He's still living at home with his mum and dad.
I assume so.
So he's saving. He's saving what money he's earning as a grave.
Do you think he fights his dad at any point?
I bet he does.
I think that's why he's beefing up, really.
To protect himself.
Like we've said, his dad. He hates him, but I think he looks up to him in a way. And it's that 1960s, 70s northern Yorkshire man. You know, the gritty. That's how I should be.
Like the gritty.
He's a bit soft. He's weedy. He's a bit clingy to his mum, and he's even though that's his natural persona.
Yeah.
He feels like he has to change himself and be like his dad.
Does he drink Yorkshire tea?
I hope so.
Probably.
I bet he drinks
pints of tea.
Yeah, and alcohol. Yeah, so he's and with this car that he's acquired at 17, because he's probably been saving his pennies.
Yeah, his mother's living at home. But yeah, he's living at home. His dad would be saying, pay your way, lad. Yeah. Hey.
No, I bet his dad's thinking, save your money, get moved out.
Yeah, true. So fuck off.
So, he's got a bit of coin in bank, so rather than using it wisely and thinking, right, I'm going to get away from this knob, he gets a sports car. And with this...
Well, I think he's not confident around the ladies, is he?
No.
So you can imagine he's trying to attract the ladies. This is maybe...
Can I give you an actual statistic?
A real fact.
Yep.
This is a real fact, listeners. Sit down.
How real is it?
Brace yourself.
Aged 20, Peter was still a virgin.
Really? So he's still...
but that's what I was getting at.
Hence building, getting the sports car, trying to track the way.
Yeah, because you've got to think, he's probably fully aware that when you're in school, 15 to 20, that I'm a scrawny little shit and I need to improve.
I mean, who likes a 12-year-old with a beard?
Nerds are. Nerds were not in fashion in the 70s.
He's probably looked at his dad, because... I think his dad were a bit of a goer. His dad shagged about behind Kathleen's back.
Yeah, he's...
You know, he got his end away a lot, and he were proud of that fact. And I think Peter probably...
Everybody knew about
him. He looked up to him and he thought, right...
That's how you treat a woman.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's, yeah.
It's
and
not
I think
how you treat a woman.
That's in Peter's mind. I was taking on the persona of Peter.
You've got to kiss her. You've got to treat her right. You've got to love her.
You've got to touch all the red buttons.
In this process of...
Why are you blushing?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I've gone all warm.
Just call me Barry.
What? Barry?
Wet.
Barry wet.
Cue words. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm going to treat you right tonight, ladies. Oh, yeah.
Settle yourself down. I've always thought about this.
It's the way of love.
If anyone did that to me, I'd turn on my heels and walk away.
Just have like, bring a girl back after a first date or something, and then be like, just, she goes up to the loo, and then like, just pull out the leopard skin. Take kit off and just put robe on. Get a couple of glasses of champagne out. Like, get Barry on.
Barry White.
And just wait for her to come down like, here, baby.
Put your foot on the table so your balls can nearly be seen.
Yeah. Here there, baby. You ready for a wild time? How would you react to it?
I don't think I'd be aroused. I think I'd turn on my heels and walk away.
Get me caught, I'm fucking off.
I can go
out. Hello, Lima.
Can you be here in 10 minutes, love? Oh, half an hour tonight. It is Wednesday. Yeah, so anyway, as we were talking about Peter Sutcliffe, rather than Barry White, he's in his sports car and he's going to go down to Bradford.
But do you know what Peter used to like to do in his spare time? He had a hobby.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, yeah.
His hobby was going to the Waxwork Museum.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he do there?
Seeing John George.
He went to see his favourite... display, which was the devastating symptoms of advanced venereal disease display.
Right. Oh. We've all been there.
Well, what else are you going to do in your spare time? Apart from
I didn't even know they had a wax museum in Bradford.
Oh, it's probably
they have Joe Blackburn in Bradford.
Do they?
Oh, my favourite boy.
No,
do you know
idea.
Who Joe Blackburn is?
No idea what
you
you're
on
about.
You know who he is, don't you?
No.
You do. Surely you do. That big fat lad with PW. Proud of Willie syndrome. You know, you must know. Right.
Listeners, join
in. Oh, the one who has a thing on his head.
No, not Joey Deakin.
Not Joe bloody Deakin, Chris. You fucking idiot.
Orioles, I'll be fat lads.
Yeah.
No, he's that lad from Bradford and he goes out robbing. He's got an eating disorder that makes him he can't stop eating.
Has he got a website?
Yes, he has. He has got a website.
What's his website called?
He's all over YouTube.
Give him a plug.
Yeah, YouTube Joe Blackburn.
We're on it.
Blackburn.
He's from Bradford.
I'm writing it down.
He's a prolific eater. And
is
he's
a fat cunt who robs stuff?
He's a fat cunt who robs stuff, but he's the things he comes out with.
You can't
be a good robber if you're a fat lad.
You need to go on YouTube and
look. You can't be a good robber if you're posting it on bloody YouTube.
Right,
it was at this point that recording was paused and we watched 45 minutes of Joe Blackburn videos. Highly recommended. Big lad. Anyway, after 45 minutes, we remembered why it was we were actually here and proceeded to talk about Peter Sutcliffe.
So I believe he's got a sports car.
Yes, he's got his sports car and he's cruising
for the 25th time.
The red light area is.
They see me rolling, they hating, controlling. Gotta see me riding dirty. Gotta see me riding dirty. He did ride dirty.
I can imagine him now.
Is this gangster rap?
Gangster.
I'm not familiar.
It's hippity hop.
It's Bradford's big gym lads rap.
Yeah.
Big lads Bradford gym lap.
So he's still in search of companionship.
But so he meets his wife. To be.
Son.
Not that I'm trying to get it moving on. But
he's still in search of companionship. And then in 1967 he meets a lovely lady.
A lovely girl.
By the name of Sonia. What's Sonia's last name?
Surma.
Sonia Surma.
Surma.
She's Czechoslovakian.
Yeah, Sonia Surma.
The family of Czechoslovakian.
He met her in 1966 because he met her at the World Cup final.
He met her on the 14th of February 1967.
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes, very romantic.
Oh, very fruity. Who knows? She was a beard groomer.
Man with beard and bouffant.
I thought you were going to say beard grow. She a bloke.
Man with beard and bouffant seeks Czech immigrant.
Czech immigrant.
For fun times.
With facial hair.
Enjoys DIY. Walks, long walks, cruising in my sports car.
Rolling.
And hammers.
Oh, he's for me. Imagine him. Imagine him on Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of fucking, what a shit website.
I know. I'm not gonna lie, I've never even looked on that website, but I've heard lots of good things about it.
I'm sure it's very good.
Let's just say it's plenty of fish.
Desperate middle-aged people.
So he meets Sonia. Now, Sonia, I think, is a massive contributing factor to the way that he turns out. I think both him and his relationship with his father and his mother all come into, because it's all a bit fucked up. Sonia, nice young lady. Well, she's 16 when he meets her. And I don't
she's
know.
She's young, isn't she?
67, how old would Peter
be then?
20. So
not that bad.
Not a massive age gap, but still.
Legal?
But when she were born, he were 4. That makes me feel like he's a bit of a pedo.
Really?
No, maybe not.
No, I think once.
A 4-year-old going out with a newborn.
Once you're a book. Well, yeah, but
fancy cinemas tonight.
Once you get
I'll
past 16, aren't you? I mean, it's fair game.
Yeah, I mean, 16, 20, it's not too bad. We're not in like Fred West territory with. He was like 29 when he and she was
10.
Yeah, it's alright. And it's the only woman he ever dated.
But Sonia's an odd one. Definitely. Initially. The relationship's fine, but the Sutcliffes don't particularly like Sonia at all.
No wonder they're from Yorkshire and she's a bloody what? Well, she's got Ukrainian parentage.
She's all continental.
I know. We don't
do. Oh, we like continental girls.
You're bringing that foreign up round here for? Why are you bringing that foreign up round in this ass? In this ass?
No, I think you're doing a disservice. You're saying, look at this mysterious beauty.
Yeah, I was thinking like, look at my Eastern European, Eastern European beauty.
He's done well to himself until you get in the thick of it. Is that apparently she comes across as very shy
and normal.
But you can imagine, you know, being.
Yeah, I think that's why they were quite well paired. She was also quite
withdrawn.
She's training
as a teacher.
Yeah.
So he's done well for himself there, being.
Yeah.
Being in and out of jobs, he's got himself a teacher, but apparently the family, just as time goes on, they see this shyness more as arrogance. They find that she looks down on the rest of the Sutcliffes.
Well, I can relate to that. Mm.
Well, you know,
she was more like
the dirty Yorkshire pigs.
Well, if you've got thick as fuck in-laws, you're suffering for so long.
Yeah. I think as well she was probably quite dismissive and thought, I'm from Ukraine, I can do what the fuck I want. Oh, really? No, she's got Ukrainian parentage.
They all piss in the same pot.
They're all cut from the same cloth.
They're all bloody same, them Europeans.
They all wear bad tracksuits, let's be honest.
And bad puffer jackets. Black shiny ones that look like a bin bag.
Are they Naff Naff?
Yep.
Naff Core 54.
Is it racist to say that a certain race have bad dress sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I can agree, yeah, I think you should say it. Well, is it racist or is it stating a fact?
Bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Stereotyping. Yeah. I'm sure there's some really sharply dressed Czechoslovakians.
I used to live in Holland and everyone in Holland thinks they look like the dog's fucking bollocks. They think they're really sharply dressed.
Yeah.
But from a British perspective, they just look like a set of cunts.
Yeah. They all look like...
in red pants.
I mean, walking around in clogs isn't really...
stuck in a 70s time warp is not a good look.
In Holland, the more colourful your trousers, the cooler you are.
Yeah.
In England, that fits in, doesn't it, though?
In England, the more that you've got a pair of jeans on, the more that you're just about all right.
Yeah, just above average.
But yeah, the family don't get on with her. They feel like that. They feel that she's a bit snotty and she's looking down on the family. She's said to... She doesn't talk to anybody. It's very really difficult.
Can she speak the language, though?
Oh, she can speak the lingo, no problem. She speaks every word of the Queen's. But she... it's like trying to... You have to extract a conversation from her.
Yeah, she's not very forthcoming, is she?
No. apparently...
I'm a forthcomer.
Yeah. Wait a minute, let me...
She liked goulash.
Goo-gash. By the time Peter had finished with
it. Oh, I love a bit of goo-gash. What is your secret ingredient? Oh, it's a bit of jizzy cum.
All right.
No, she's... They really don't like, the family don't like her. They think she's a bit snotty, looking down on her. quotation from Mick, Pete's Mick. Brother. Mick.
We all know
Mick Sutcliffe.
Mick Sutcliffe, I've seen him, mate. Behave.
She looks like a fucking horse.
Are you joking?
Direct quote.
Excellent.
Direct quote.
Boom.
Bravo, bravo.
Say what you think.
You can imagine the Sutcliffes won't mince the words.
I think they're probably quite straight talking. If you look like an horse, you probably do. And I think most Eastern Europeans do quite look. They look quite.
Well, they've got like prominent jaws.
They've got really high cheekbones and horse features. Not that I'm generalising or anything.
Again,
you're always generalising.
It's my thing. Love to generalise me.
Can't read a bit of generalising when it comes to foreign times.
Generalisation.
It's my middle name.
I nearly burst into the Blur song stereotypes there. I had to restrain myself.
Not to be judgmental, but you know.
We love everyone.
Say what you see. If you see it, say it.
So go on. What's happening? He met Sonia.
Oh.
the Czechoslovakian beauty.
Sorry, Mr. Chips is just leaving.
See what you see. Woo! See what you see. If you see it, say it.
Sorry. Right. Comical genius.
The worst Rye Walker impression ever. Hi, American listeners. Google Rye Walker.
Can I just tell you a story, actually? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go for it. Is it about American listeners and Rye Walker?
We can cut this out, but...
Oh, leave it in.
Just remember it. Yesterday, right, I went with dad's. And where my dad lives in the middle of nowhere. It's
in London.
Yes, obviously. And he's been going on. They've got, like, where he lives, it's pitch black, but they have, like, coach lamps around to give light, obviously, around the front bit and where the road is. But there's no light at the back of his house. And he's always going on, oh, I've got to get bloody bins out. I can't see a thing. I can't see a bloody thing. So I went round. I said, what have you been up to today, mate? Oh, I've been digging an hole at back. He said, I've ordered a new coach lamp. We're having it in at back so I can see what we're doing when we're putting bins out. I said, oh, right, yeah. He said, yeah, that's it all day. I've dug this really big hole. We're leaving. He went, I've got to put bins out. I went, I'll give you a lift if you want. recycling day, about 3 bins are going to go out. So I said, I'll give you a lift. Anyway, walking down Backfront Garden.
I know what's going on.
Pitch black. This is, you can forget your bloody 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. This is irony. Going down, he's still telling me about this hole he's digging for his light. And he's like, oh yeah, all day I've been, fell down the hole. He fell down the hole he'd been digging all day.
What a tent.
I salute you, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So, yeah, so we've got our son, Eastern European princess. But meanwhile, that's not good enough for RP, is it?
He's done... Well, no. I mean, you think he's done well for himself. Family hater. Like we said, she's obviously a bit of a miserable bitch.
Like most
really.
Eastern
really, quite
Europeans.
Shy. But it's obviously, she's not pushing...
Has Pete found a new love?
I think he might have found a new love in the form of prostitution.
Ladies of the night.
A bit of brass.
You like some brass?
Roxanne!
Brass cat Peter.
But wait, I've got a nice little quote here.
What is it? I've got a quote.
Which maybe is why...
Peter Sutcliffe, I like brass.
Which is maybe why he turned to the prostitution. A quotation about the sex life.
I couldn't get her fucking legs open.
Sonia... would often, when it came to sex and a bit of sexy time in the bedroom, he put a
pillow talk.
Maybe he like put the effort in. He was like, hey, maybe you want.
Did he wear a G-string?
He's going to Barry White.
Hey, lass, are we going up to the bedroom?
Let's be realistic.
I'll kiss thee all over.
I'll kiss your holes.
Well, apparently, Sonia weren't having any of that. Because she would often put a towel down under her backside, telling Peter to get it over with as soon as possible so they would not soil the sheets.
she's just clean.
That surprises me.
No one wants soiled sheets.
And no one wants to sleep in the wet patch, do they?
Well, exactly.
You know, no one wants to
sleep in the wet patch. I think Sonia's quite a practical girl in that sense.
Built for
but
comfort.
It's all of it too practical.
She'd have been better off just knocking
you know,
it
getting off. Getting towel out.
I know. Built for comfort, not for speed, that lass.
Well, if you're having sex with a prostitute,
well, it's...
I don't imagine they have a towel they put down to collect drips.
Although it would be more efficient.
Well, I think that's probably where Peter's mindset went towards. A certain prostitute that he came across in Bradford.
Bradford.
He came across a certain woman of the older variety.
Really?
I think so, maybe.
MILF. whistling in the wind.
Yeah, someone that looked like his mum.
MILF.
Sausage don't corridor jobby.
So we've got a wind charm round here. No, I've just got no knickers on, love.
Are you saying that she had large labia?
Well, you know, if you're a lady of an older variety...
I think that's another quote in it from Peter.
What, she had large labia?
Yeah, the first woman I shagged had big fanny lips.
Oh, Loose lips sink ships. Just revert back to our Titanic issue for that one.
Yeah, so he goes and he goes cruising. He's
Do you know, okay, sorry, can I stop you there? All right. Do you know how rugby players get cauliflower ears? The prostitutes get cauliflower ears. I'm just asking that question.
I bet they swell up though.
God, like the constant pounding like that. I mean, you've only got to look at a prop forward to you. They're fucked, aren't they? You're not telling me that cauliflower fanny lips...
It's like Bloody Garden Centre down there.
...is not a conditioner.
Looks like a drop blanc.
All our, to all our doctor listeners, there you go. Get on to that.
Sexual health. Any sexual STIs. Health.
Yes. NES. Hey, that's funny, actually. I remember when we were in town once, in London town, obviously... We're having a cig outside the STI clinic, ironically, which is facing a pub. It's just very close. I've never been myself.
Yeah.
Just to clarify. Yeah. And this, like, young, fat girl comes waddling she over. Says. And, like, yeah, she says, well, I can't talk. Goes down to this, like, little entrance, waddling over. She goes to it, I fucking hate coming in here. Very funny at the time.
My mum used to work there.
Did she?
Did she?
Yeah, the parallel.
Yeah, that's the one. In that's London. The one facing Man and Sai.
Yeah, it was my mum seeing your Fangita.
Certainly not.
It wasn't.
But a village bike over here. That's a true story, though. Not about the village bike, about the fat girl claiming to have been sick of going to the parallel.
It was the village bike.
The Fangita. Yeah.
So he meets this girl, doesn't he? Girl / woman / old woman.
Yeah. And, well, we say meeting, he just does it, doesn't he?
He just goes to Bradford in his car.
Sexy time.
And he meets her and he thinks, right, I'm sick of having tails down.
How much for a shag then?
I'm sick of having a stiff shag that doesn't involve my cock being stiff.
Yeah, with towel down.
So he goes and approaches this woman, right, bit of shufty, fibre for all your
efforts. Surprised you weren't German, really, throwing a towel down.
This is my spot.
We shall have no spots on the sheets.
Yeah, so he gives his £5. £5 for a shag?
A fiver?
It's
then, though.
£5 like a week's
wage.
What do you get for a fiver these days?
I'm
Chandy.
We're talking 67 to 68, though.
Penguin.
Got to think as well, the economy were good, so everything's cheap as fuck. So shagging's cheap.
Fiver for a shag, why not?
And I think going from that, even a fiver then, she must have been a bit of a bad one.
Yeah.
She must have been a bad strawberry.
If we did some real research, we'll probably find out that £5 in 1968 was the equivalent of like 300 quid. Yeah.
So he goes to get on with it.
Diamond in the rough.
Goes to get on with it. You know, gets his widge out.
Oh, Peter's
and like she's
shit.
All naked and she's, you know, she's got all her sexy negligee on. Ooh. You know, tracky bottoms in black.
Sexy, me, I don't know about you.
I'm keen on for this. I'm putting this one in the wank bank.
And you know, she's there, fanny lips ready.
Whistling in the wind.
And he can't get an hard on.
Oh.
He can't get rock on.
He's not had any Viagra.
Nope.
You shouldn't need it at that age. What is he, 20 at this 20. Time?
So, you know, this socially inept, withdrawn young man.
I mean, at 20, it could be pussy and warty. I think I'd still be standing to attention.
Yeah, he couldn't
get
his...
I used to get an hard on just from sitting on bus on a bumpy
road. I was just going to say.
Bumper cars.
Getting off bus with school bag on. All young lads coming out like you were in some kind of prep school.
I've known someone to get hard on the teacups at the fair.
Really?
That's a genuine
story. It's all in
story.
The vibration, transportation.
It's all in the vibration.
Well, so, in the younger teen years.
Teen boys will all tell you all about hard ons on buses.
He couldn't get his cock up, so already he's very embarrassed.
So again, he's got... I think this is his first real...
This is his first encounter with a woman and then it's gone horrendously wrong.
This is his first, embarrassment through women. And I think this might be the first trigger point of his hatred for women.
Fucking women!
Because at this point, he can't get it up, so she takes his fiver and fucks off to the pub.
Well, you
she's gone before he's got his trousers zipped up. So
sure out thank ankles.
I know. So he's pissed off. He's
running down alley like Pingu.
I know. He's still chomping at bit for a shag, but he's not got one. So he's pissed off. He's got this. He's already got a bit of contempt for the stupid bitch that's run off with a big family.
He's stolen his money. To be fair to Peter, he's an innocent victim.
Well, at this stage,
yeah. Innocent victim.
Yeah, so...
victim of theft.
So he goes, after that, I think like any normal blows, right, let it blow over.
And okay. I think months after this, and she then he goes to the pub.
He goes to the pub, yeah.
And she brings it up, and there's that humiliation.
And like he goes and asks for his change. He says, right, fair enough, I couldn't get an adult, so there will be a charge. But I do want a bit of change.
Yeah, it's even fiver.
Yeah, he wants change.
Luke, right? You don't give a lady a fiver just to look at a Fangita. Well,
so he goes and he don't get his change and she's sat there with all her prosy mates.
Laughing and giggling. Laughing the head off. So that's the first point of humiliation.
He turns on his heels and he thinks, for someone that's seemingly meant to love you for that 2 minutes or however long you last.
She's hardened brass.
Yeah, she's a bit of a nasty piece of work. So then in the back of his mind he's thinking, Christ, what a horrible woman. I hate them all.
Like I just said, I think that's the, and then the first kind
that's
of,
like the catalyst to all the
evil.
That's his first
like humiliation, and like that's where that hatred towards women starts coming in, I think. And now, obviously, he's still with Sonia, who his family don't like, and within that relationship, Sonia, behind closed doors, starts to come out of a shell a little bit, not in front of the family, initially. But she really starts overpowering him, and he succumbs to attitude and a forceful nature.
Yeah.
Like, apparently.
Peter, will you wash them dishes?
Basically, yeah.
Peter, have you done the Ubering?
She's a fucking nat.
Peter, will you get that cock up?
It gets to the point where I don't think he really likes her.
Yeah, so he's. I think he's probably then he's thinking, right. I'm not going to hang around with my wife. I'm just going to go and mess about with Mick.
And Trevor.
Well, this is... Yeah. He then starts visiting... He obviously, he's able to get it up now because he's visiting prostitutes on a regular basis.
And I think my idea is he gets his kicks out of the anger.
Yeah.
From, like, the embarrassment. And I think that probably makes him have a hard on
as
well.
Fuck you.
Yeah, there's definitely that sexual edge.
Yeah, that's and it's like a sexual contempt towards women.
And he does get his own back on Sonia. Sonia the towel, put her down, make you wash her up her.
Wash your knob, you bastard.
He goes to work, Peter. He goes to work, he earns his money, spends it all on brass.
Yeah.
So they have to go and live with her mum and dad.
Yes.
And that's shit.
Peter, where's all your wages going?
She wouldn't speak like that. Peter, where is all your wages?
Where, Peter, where are your wage? Where's your wage?
I spent it on brass.
What is brass?
What did you spend all your wage on, love? She's a teacher, isn't
what
she?
Is, what do you spend your brass on? Brass.
I cannot pay for anything. I spend all my money on towels.
It's not all about bloody scrap metal like it is these days.
Yeah, so with that in mind, we've got an angry bloke. He's hanging around with Trevor. And
This is where he's now really getting
point.
Into... He's got over that first hurdle, the embarrassment with the prostitute.
Mm. Dare I say now, he's a lady killer.
He's a lady killer as long as he's fucking paying. But he's got his mate, who's Trev, like you said.
Trevor.
Birdsall. And also his brother-in-law from, I think, his sister. I think it's his sister's husband.
Yeah, something.
Which is a bit weird.
Yeah, like, I'll go and hang out with my glorified cousin.
I don't know. I've been out with my wife's husband. No, I'm my wife's husband. I've been out with my wife's brother, and we've had a bit of brass together. It's quality.
I've been out with my wife's husband. Is it something
you
have to tell us?
Yeah,
polygamy. It's all right.
Personal perspective, I went out with my sister's...
It's a family, like, mingling.
If I went out
thing.
With my sister's, like, boyfriend or husband or whatever, if he was like, we're having a shag, I'd be like, you fucking what?
Yeah, but he's like...
You what?
He's soft northerner, isn't he?
I suppose it's maybe...
We're all southern cockneys.
Different, you know, times... times were different. So, you know, sixes, like you said, he's got, but then he's got the influence of his dad who's shagging all the time, so maybe he doesn't see it like that.
Yeah, so he's bored of Sonia and he's not getting much, he's not getting a good shag, is he? You know, towels are involved. Anyway, so one day he's sat in Trevor's minivan eating fish and chips, like you do.
Like you do.
And in the corner of his eye, he sees the brass that ripped him off.
Oh.
Or it could, it might not have been, but from behind, it looked like her. So he jumps out of his van.
Two layers of kebab flapping down.
There's a whistling wind noise.
Two rations blowing in the wind.
There's a distinct smell of fish.
Oh, fish supper.
So he throws his fish and chips.
He only had chips.
He threw his fish and chips in Trevor's lap. Trevor's got burnt balls.
I'm having this.
Jumps out at minicab. Runs for this prostitute.
And this is it. This is the first.
This is his first
assault, basically. Yeah.
He sees this as an opportunity of payback, and he's thinking, he's so contemptuous of this. Yeah. He's like, right. So he pulls out of his pocket a brick in a sock.
What?
A brick in a sock.
Surely he must have had the sock and picked up a brick.
And from what?
Why would you have a sock in your pocket though? Anyway,
I get the feeling this is premeditated. And I think that him and Trevor, he's told Trevor about his trauma not being able to get his cock out.
Must have bloody big pockets to get a brick in.
I know. I think it might. Yeah. You know.
A rock. I reckon he picks a brick up.
Yeah. I know. I think it's a rock in a sock.
A rock in a sock.
A rock in a sock.
And he twizzles this rock in a sock round his head and bashes her round the head. Knocks her out.
But the best bit is the sock splits.
Yeah, in a rock.
And that's the last thing you want with a prostitute. It's splitting.
It's anything splitting.
But when I first read this, I thought...
Bloody Primark, isn't it? He bought his socks from Primark.
When I first read this, I thought... I mean, obviously he does hit her with the rock... Yeah. It's a bit like Scum, isn't it? Like, I'm the daddy round here. He's got this big boulder.
He's got his tool.
But as he hits her, the rock then...
flops out.
It comes out of the end of the sock. But I just had in my head that he pulled the sock back over his head. Then the rock fell out, and then he hit her with a
falling sock.
Yeah. And she's like, what are you doing?
Probably turn around and think it's just...
What are you hitting me with a sock for?
Probably thought it was a cock again. Get away from me with that.
Hit her with a floppy again.
The most flaccid cosh I've ever been attacked with.
Fuck off, you shit. So, yeah, we get the news he's just hit this bird.
Nobody does hit her, and... You
and
know,
it's horrible. Jokes aside, he's just hit a woman and he thinks it's probably all right because his dad probably hit his... Well, you know.
In his eye. Well, he's obviously... Blood's boiling. Yeah. You've seen her again. He's
but I think... My thinking is he gets a lot of deep sexual satisfaction from it, and that's where he gets a taste for doing it.
That's the first...
Yeah. And I don't think the police did anything at this point, and it could have been here, they could have nipped it in the bud, because he told the police that it was just an altercation between him and an ex-girlfriend.
He does want the lady who's been hit, obviously he doesn't finish the job, and he's not at that stage yet, is he, where it's just an assault at this point. But she gets the number plate of Trevor's...
Minivan cab thing.
And contacts the police. The next day, the police go to the house... and he admits it, says...
Yeah, I did it.
No, but he says that he only hit her with his hand.
Yeah, he
just said it were an altercation. And I think back then, I'm not saying it was commonplace that domestic violence were, like, normalised, but I think giving your wife a belt around here was probably the dumb thing.
Domestic violence wasn't a...
It wasn't a big thing, was it? And I think the police thought, oh, right, looks like a good lad, like his boffier, like his beard, let him off.
And the sad thing is, really... that back then, like, prostitutes were really seen as second-class citizens.
So, and I think because they were committing a crime in the first place, weren't they?
The police had no real appetite to investigate the crime.
Because
it wasn't like if it had been a non-prostitute lady...
He would have cracked down on him a lot harder.
Definitely, yeah. But I think he's got the taste now. he's got away with it. He's got the taste, and he's still got this pent up anger.
Going, and it's like
especially
it
with because I think he hates.
He
Sonya,
hates women
the way that she is, and even though that the, you know, they've got this relationship growing, she's a nagger. She is. The rest of the family hate her.
I get the feeling.
As might be revealed in the next episode, there's a sad truth.
About the mentality of women.
About their marriage as well, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, his mum and dad's marriage especially.
Let's not reveal that.
But like, I think at this point, his mum's like, he puts a bit of a halo on her. He sees her as like the all-important, a wonderful woman that's been a lot nicer than my dad. So, like, I think he puts her on a pedestal and associates a lot of women.
Between his dad and his mum, because he despises his dad for what he does to him and how he treats his mum, and he loves his mum, but at the same time, he sees his dad as a bit of an idol, and that's how you should treat women, and that's how you should behave.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it boils down to, and I think the fact that this woman ripped him off, it's kind of given him a bit of a reality check that not all women are like his mum.
Yeah.
Or treat him as well as his mum treated him.
Yeah.
And then surprisingly, him and Sonya get married, don't they, in
1974? Wedding bells in the air. But his brother, apparently they struggle to find a best man because his brother refuses to...
I'm not being your best man.
To be his best man whilst he's marrying that
the
foreign muck.
And I won't be going to a wedding that serves goulash at the buffet.
They all fucking hate her. All the family hate her. But yet he's still
he's determined.
On. He's still quite prominent.
He's only ever had one sexy time that's not been paid for, and that's with Sonya.
Wipe towels down.
So is that where we're up to then? Is that it? Is that it for today? Or are we carrying on? Have we got
more? I think it's a nice point to maybe.
He's got married! Hooray! Yay! He's only committed one
finishing
minor assault with a floppy sock.
Yeah, as far as anybody who's not heard of Peter Sutcliffe prior to this, you know.
He's just
his dad were a bit of a bastard.
He's a floppy sock.
He's met a nice European lady, and he's slapped a lady across the face with a floppy sock.
Yeah.
Also known as his dick.
Shoot me down.
So, we'll have to reveal what happened next for young Peter.
Well, yeah, I think it's been good, you know, Peter's early stories build up into what eventually became the Yorkshire Ripper. But this day...
Don't give it away. I'm sure we haven't mentioned that at all.
I mean, all right, we've veered away from his life somewhat, but it's been all right.
I think he's had a fruitful life thus far. He's been a bodybuilder, he's had a fast car, well, apart from his childhood.
I don't know, he lives in fucking Bradford, he's been a labourer, he goes down fucking Billinge, what is it, Bingley's fucking big
That's
boys.
That's in Wigan, you dick.
Bingley's big boys gym.
On the plus side.
But he's got a sports car.
On the plus side, he's had a fun time with dead people.
Yeah, and, you know, he's had experience with prostitutes. And his bird's Eastern European. Yeah. So he's quite cultured.
He's fancy.
Well, yeah.
Fancy Dan. He's a very fancy Dan.
Yeah, he's a...
And he's got a well-groomed beard.
He must use beard oil.
Continuously.
Bet he uses beard oil.
His beard's never been well-groomed.
Well, that is it for now. We'll be back with the next instalment of
Peter.
Oh, it's exciting.
Peter Pissy Pants.
I wonder what might happen next, because having listened to a few episodes of the Penny Mortos podcast, it's not clear to me where this might go. I have no idea.
But that's where the excitement lies.
That's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
And if you do enjoy the podcast, please, 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 just leave us a review on iTunes, because it does go like a long way,
and we
really
appreciate it.
It goes a long
way
to getting us in the iTunes.
Tell your friends.
And
tell people you don't like as well.
If anybody wants stickers, we can send you them. Just give us a message on
Facebook.
I'll
send you my size 20 knickknacks.
Oh!
Right, a strongly...
Stains and all. No towels when Oriel's involved.
Just big knickers.
Well, we've been the Penny Mortos. This has been Peter Sutcliffe. It's been lovely. It's been fantastic.
It's been gorgeous.
Bye. See you later, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You pig, you hog, you drunk, you bastard.
I don't want to go that bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be rising for the Penny Mortal.
And today I had a bacon and sausage pound cake, and it was delicious.
Is it sauce?
No sauce, plain.
Sauce.
Hey, I'll give it to you, them soups are alright.
Oh, have you had some?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah. Oh. How come they're not on the shelf? I've had one every day for my dinner.
Have you?
Yeah, I had pea and mint, pea and mint today. I was a bit apprehensive about that one, but it was alright.
It worked out alright.
Yeah.
Very good, very good.
Yeah. I was.
Are these ones made?
No, I was taking the piss saying Baxter's are better.
All right.
Brought round about 30 tins of sample soup. So are they new?
No, I think you can get them in shops, but I don't know which shop you can get them in.